Hi guys, I'm Crystal.
Hi, and I'm Arielle, and welcome to the
This is our show now, bitch. Welcome to an extra secret episode of the Smutty Book Club.
Without the
Wait, what does smutty mean?
smutty. Dude.
Don't tell our parents.
And we're taking over today. Today we're gonna discuss Crave by Tracy Wolf. Why did you pick this book?
I picked this book because it's a better version of a book called Twilight. It is better in so many ways, and it's full of thrill, excitement, a little bit of drama, and so much more.
Drama, definitely.
What are you guys doing? I'm pretty
Nothing.
sure this is our Zoom. How did you
Oh,
get in here? We
first
need to
of all,
record Shallow River. What are you
magic.
doing?
Magic.
How did you even get in here? She said
Magic.
magic.
I said magic.
What kind
Look
of.
at the book read.
What did you read?
Crave by
Crave
Tracy
by
Wolf.
Tracy Wolf.
Joe had me read that one.
Grace also forced me to read it.
What exactly are you guys doing right now?
I just see Grace putting food in her mouth.
I'm
Silence on the other end of the phone. Do either of you want to explain
Not it.
what you guys are doing right now?
And we get our own turn.
Pretty sure that's not how this works.
I'm pretty sure we get our own turn.
What are you, Crystal, what are you doing over here?
Don't know. I just raise her.
What do you think about this?
I mean, it's kind of a nifty idea. We
Do
don't
you
have
want
to
to
do
let them?
anything.
Do you want to let them see how they can do this?
If you guys want to do it so bad, you want
Sh
to.
show us what you got.
Yeah. I know you've heard us do it 1,000 times.
Why don't you tell us about this book? Go ahead. Tell us about Crave.
We enter the book with a girl named Grace boarding.
Wait, I thought that was her name.
Coincidence?
Is that
I
why you
think
picked this book?
not. Eh, a
Is it
little
because
bit.
you missed Grace so much because you guys are so far away from each other that you just had to read a book?
Partly the reason.
And you tried to Shanghai our recording?
We did magic. It's magic, actually. We magically
Keep
got in
going
here.
with this magical conversation. I'm enjoying it.
The book starts with Grace, who is the name of the main character in this book, boarding a puddle jumper. They landed with a not great start. We learn that Grace is 17, and a girl in a pink jacket comes and greets them at their stop. Her name is Macy. She's 16.
She arrived in Alaska. Philip was the one that was taking her. So she meets up with Macy. So far, what we've seen of Macy, she seems like she'd be a pretty sweet person so far, I'd say. Eventually, she ends up like getting driven to the school that she's going to. I'm going to butcher the name of the school, I know it.
Atmir Academy.
So, I don't read a lot of young adult books. I mean, you guys are prime age to be reading these books. You guys are like in it to win it, all the jazz, awesome sauce. But when I started this book, and this book started out at chapter zero, I'm going to be honest, I was like,
I was
what the actual
confused.
fuck?
Apologies for this interruption, but we have some breaking news.
Disclaimer. We're shitty parents by some standards. I mean, we're great parents in other standards, so whatever. There will be profanity. If you don't like it, fuck off. I think it's just seasoning words at this point.
Thank you, and good night.
Okay,
I was
thank
so
you. So that
confused.
is not normal because we as adults have prologues like real humans.
I'm wondering if chapter zero is prologue.
It was.
Oh, okay. It's just labeled as chapter zero.
Yeah,
It's
it
still
was.
confusing.
I said, the fuck is this shit? Does this person not know what a prologue is or how to write prologue? Maybe she doesn't know how to spell prologue. I was kind of feisty.
She spelled a lot of really big words in this, so I think that she could spell the word prologue.
I know, I was
She
just
did.
being a brat. But
That's why you do
seriously,
this.
what is chapter zero? Like, what is that?
I don't know. Maybe it's like they don't. I don't know, man. I think it's like their version of like a prologue, but like it's too short to be a prologue.
I don't.
It does feel a little short.
I think it was just her choice, but it was just weird. Anywho, yes, Grace hops on Macy's snowmobile and Macy rides her off towards Katmere Academy.
What we've gotten from a description of like Grace, the school kind of looks like a castle and very elegant. Like she described a chandelier, I think like Black Crystal, I think.
And like from the
Chandelier.
outside, it looks like kind of medieval vibes.
Yeah.
Kind of like Hogwarts?
Basically.
I'm
Like the
just asking.
knockoff
I'm trying to
version of
relate to the
Hogwarts. I was told
girls.
that this book was like Hogwarts meets Twilight.
Pretty
I
much.
could see it. Yeah.
I could see that. I really could.
Then what happens? We're
She.
riveted. Keep going.
We meet a new character.
Jackson.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel
That
about
was a
him.
face.
I don't know how I feel about him.
He's mysterious.
He is. I knew from the start of the book. I had an odd suspicion about him from that description. The description of him was like interesting.
Like a tall, dark, bulky man with like eyes of mystery, a scar running down his like, what's it called? Eyebrow.
I think to the like the left of his mouth or right, I don't know.
Probably the
Like,
right, I think.
but he's mysterious.
And Grace is kind of crushing on him, but also being like,
Kind of
who the fuck
scared.
are you? And like, they have like this bonding moment until, well, like a bonding yet like not bonding moment.
He tells her to get the fuck out.
Well,
He tells her to get out, definitely.
it's for her safety. He thinks it's safer for her to leave rather than stay here with a bunch of idiots.
Things that go bump in the night.
Yeah.
Well, I get it. Like, she kind of just got there, and he's already telling her to leave. Like, she hasn't even gotten to experience it yet.
He's telling her that she doesn't belong to get the fuck out. Like, nobody wants you here. And she's like, go ahead, fight me. Foreshadow.
Stop.
So he tells her to get the fuck out, and Grace was a little mad because, you know, she just got there.
And not only that, but she is feeling the altitude because they are very high up. And when someone comes in from somewhere else, it's common for them to experience a little altitude sickness. And Macy can see that for what it is. And she can see the weakness and the nausea. And she tells Grace that she's feeling some altitude sickness. So she feels like ass.
How I feel at my school.
No, you are not sick physically.
Sick of the brain.
I was gonna say, we're not talking about your mental health here. Continue.
Anyhow, she leaves and her Uncle Finn comes and greets them. Jackson is nowhere to be found.
She was searching for him, but she couldn't see him anywhere. And
He
she didn't.
went. He went. Poof!
He disappeared.
Uncle Finn leads her to her dormitory, where she finds out that she's a roommate with her best friend Macy.
Well, her cousin. Her cousin.
Cousin best.
Ariel,
Cousin best
just let them
friend.
go.
Cousin best friend.
Pretty much.
It literally is looking in a reverse mirror.
Reverse mirror. Woo.
Anyways, continue.
Why are Grace and I making the same faces and cutting it with
Oh,
the same
God. I'm pretty sure I birthed you, Grace.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure
You
you
look just
did.
like me.
She spent way too much time with me as a child.
I guess so, yeah.
For
It
real.
was those formative years that really just honed in.
Anyways, continue.
Macy was nice enough to like grace like a bed, like you know the bed sheets, like they're like bright pink or whatever. I don't know, remember? But it was bright, basically.
Basically, like all pink.
Yeah.
Because that was her favorite color as a kid.
As a kid,
Yeah.
Macy hasn't seen her in a while, I can tell.
But they had a little help getting up to the dorm, didn't they? They met
Oh yeah.
someone else.
They met this bulky, tall guy named Flint.
Oh yeah.
And carried bags like they were light feathers.
The way okay, so Grace said she didn't need help up the stairs, but he helped her anyways.
I sense some crushing right there.
Yeah,
Where did that southern accent come from?
exactly. I
Everyone is bulky.
I mean, I just love Joey's description of all the men. This is probably my favorite part, is the description of.
I just like him describing them.
It's great.
What can I
Anyways,
say? I'm descriptive.
so how did we feel about Flint in the very beginning?
He
I saw
was
Grace make a
charm.
face.
Grace just seems to not like her.
Him.
Him. How dare you
Him,
say?
whatever. Flint seems charming, but a little overexerted.
Yeah.
While Macy seems to have her voice go higher, as if she is holding back her containment.
She probably likes him.
She does.
Well, yeah.
But she, I'm pretty sure, asked him out once and he rejected.
Oh well, boo-hoo.
Love is no more.
Nope, not existing.
They get a little help from Flint to move their stuff up into the room, much to Grace's not happiness about it.
Which one? Me or the other one?
The other one, both of you actually. You didn't
Yeah,
really like
both.
Flint that much.
Oh, no, I don't.
Grace is Grace in this book. It's kind of like an ongoing feature.
So anyways, she wakes up in the middle of the night.
In the middle of the night. See, that's where you gotta come in, Grace. In the middle of the night. In
In
my
my
dreams.
dreams.
How
Do
is
you
it
have
that Grace is the one trying to keep us on track? The most like ADHD child.
ADHD meds? She wakes up in the middle of night at three. Middle of night. She wakes up at 3 a.m.
That is the middle of the night, the morning almost, but.
It is the. It's like basically really early in the morning.
Yes, I agree.
So she wakes up really early in the morning at 3 a.m.
And what happens?
And all she can think about is him, Jackson Vega.
I don't like him already. Still, I don't like him. I just have this wee bit little bad feeling about him. The way she described him, I have just a tiny bad feeling about what he might be. The reason why I have a wee bit suspicion about what Jackson is, because what the book is called, and it's called Crave, right? Like, that means mean like there's some sort of thing. Because book is
Man,
named Crave.
we already see some form of like theme in the title because like
See what he looks like.
Grace is currently craving Jackson.
Joey, can telling you what's going on at 3 a.m.?
Because she craves Jackson.
Dead. I'm dead. Nope.
Nope,
Said
nope.
it first.
You said it. You said
Okay,
it. You
yes.
can't.
Listen.
I'm listening. You're not
She
telling the
is
story,
craving
though.
Jackson. She is craving Jackson.
True. So what happens at 3 a.m. besides craving him?
Yeah, what does she do about it?
She gets up in the middle of the night.
In the middle of the night.
Imagine. You should see the things we do,
Baby.
baby.
We're gonna do this until Grace joins in one.
Not joining in. I'm not joining your little singing contest.
A Taylor Swift sing-along. You love Taylor Swift.
And
I'm sorry, baby. We'll get back on track.
please,
You're like
Joey.
me in editor mode when we do things, which is so wild.
So she gets up in the middle of the night to go for a walk to clear her head and to explore a little bit. She can't get back to sleep because, like you said, Jackson's all on her mind. So she decides to go for a walk a little bit now that she's feeling a little better. And the castle of a school is mostly deserted because 3 a.m.
Well,
until
yeah.
she runs into two people that are walking in from outside with no jackets on, mind you. In the
It's kind
middle
of
of
cold.
Alaska,
See, though,
in the snow.
it's also 3 a.m., so it also must be even more colder.
They spot Grace and they slowly walk up to her, cornering her. They're like, "What you doing this late at night?"
What are you? My mind went like, what are you doing this late?
And she's like, "Just getting a drink of water. I'm thirsty." For Jackson. And they're like, "Oh, we can show you a great thing that has snow in it. I mean, that has water in
But
it.
yeah, snow in the hole.
It's called snow. And we want to bury your face,
I totally
actively
accept
trying to
that.
kill her."
I'd accept it. Yeah, I would totally just.
Grace is backing up, and Jackson appears out of nowhere behind her. He growls, "Go back to your dorm room, or I will tear you apart from like limb to limb."
Is this not what happens?
Basically, yeah, it's what his eyes entail. His eyes are like menacing.
No, so the guys start grabbing her. She
Yeah.
tries to run away. They get a hold of her. She's like, "Let me go." She tries to fight them off. And all of a sudden, Jackson starts fighting them, allowing her to
Yeah.
break free. And
Basically, what I said. He
no.
says, no, he says, "It's after midnight. You have to stay in your room after midnight. Do not be caught in the halls after hours."
It is dangerous for you
Foreshadow.
to be out there.
Yeah.
It's not what you said, Joey.
Not at all.
No.
He says, stay in your room where you belong.
You belong in the room.
With me.
No, because then she runs back to her dorm and talks to Macy about everything.
I know. I was joking.
You can't just recreate this book to what you want it to be.
I mean,
That's not how this works.
no. Continue.
Sigh. So she goes back to her dorm room and tells Macy all about what happened. She's like, Mark and Quinn, those guys are usually peaceful and normal.
Peaceful, peaceful. They weren't peaceful towards her.
She's like, not what it seemed like.
Cold, yeah.
And then like Macy like comforts her and like says, it's all right. Like, it's gonna be all right.
It ain't. No, it's not.
When it
Little hit here. Things go downhill eventually.
The girls decide to go get something to eat and they go to
Yum, yum,
breakfast.
yum.
On their way out to breakfast, Macy makes a big deal about the beads hanging in her door and how they're supposed to shock everyone if you're not supposed to go in. And there was no resolution in this book to that. I'm assuming it'll happen in the next one. Like, no full like explanation. Because they don't shock her, and I'm assuming the reason why is
I
because,
mean,
you know, the end,
they
but
shocked Jackson a little bit when he went in there before,
right.
when he
But
wasn't
no,
supposed to go in.
they never explained anything or,
Yeah,
you know.
I wonder why.
Macy tells her that they planned a welcome party for her.
Guess they're a welcome party.
And Macy introduces her to some of her friends.
What's the vibe?
Like, dark, like, kind of gloomy.
Not surprised.
Well, Grace is feeling very unwelcome at the welcome party, right?
Because people keep just staring at her.
I was just about to say.
And she sees that there's very distinct groups and there's very, like, distinct cliques, right?
Yeah, and that's when she sees Jackson.
Your son really loves Jackson.
I know. He keeps skipping to the Jackson parts and skipping over everything else. Are your notes only about Jackson?
Are they?
The silence was so loud.
They were. It was a
Mostly.
beep. Of course.
Grace, what happens before Jackson?
If you need Jackson parts, let me know.
It's like Spencer with the magic.
But Spencer was keeping us on track. This is off the track.
So she's feeling very unwelcome at this welcome party, but at least Flint is being nice to her. They go over to get some food at the table. Do you have something to add?
No, she hates Flint. I can see
I
it in her
know. I didn't
face.
know if she wanted to verbally add some.
I'm
Flint
good.
is looking as charming as ever, according
No.
to Grace and Macy.
And she meets Macy's boyfriend, blah, blah, blah. So while
Isn't
she's with.
his name like Cam?
Doesn't matter. He makes
It
no
does.
real appearance in this book.
Just that he's Macy's boyfriend, and that's all we got.
Right. And that's why Macy can't get with Flint
Date
or anyone
Flint.
else, among other reasons. So Flint's putting the flirt on, and bam, the doors bust open. And who shall arrive? Jackson.
Jackson
No.
Vega. Dry in his
No.
stuff.
Just no. Go back.
What happens,
Please.
Joe, since this is a Jackson
Yeah.
part?
Grace's eyes immediately catch on to him. Everybody seems to like know his place and treats him like royalty.
Wonder why.
She said, foreshadowing. And he picks up a strawberry.
So Jackson
Strawberries.
locks eyes on Flint and Grace together, and he menacingly stalks towards them. And just when he's about to reach them, he just shoots past them and goes to his like throny area in the place, and then like menacingly bites into a strawberry almost threateningly. And it's too much for her, too stifling for Grace. And she gets out of there.
Grace
And
thinks it's sexy AF.
no, he ain't.
that's literally the opposite of what I just said.
I know she does
Denyasovsky.
not.
She does not.
Joey, stop trying to put yourself into this book with how you want it to go.
Just because you like Jackson. So she rushes out of there. She needs to get some air. She starts exploring the castle and she finds herself at the library. Awesome Sauce loves the library.
Library.
Booyah.
Go library. She walks around the library looking at the bookshelves. It has a bunch of stickers on the bookshelves, like that are like Halloween themed and like a bunch of like different stickers and stuff. And giant gargoyles on the top of the bookshelves. Grace hears this chanting coming from behind the library, and she sees this woman chanting to herself. Grace is like, "What are you doing?"
I'm not a girl, and not yet a woman.
Well, after that gracious appearance from Ariel, she introduces herself as Leah.
I don't like Leah, not
Yeah,
one
and
bit.
Grace doesn't like anyone.
Macy's okay.
Okay.
Leah's awful. I mean, not
Actually, I'm gonna
foreshadow.
agree with you on this one. I didn't like Leah from the beginning.
I don't like
No,
her at all.
I didn't like the chanting. It brought me like weird, like
Her whole vibe. Nope.
Mm-mm.
Big fat
Mm-mm.
nope.
It gave me demonic vibes.
So what happens?
And she was forcibly friendly with her.
She a big fat fake.
So she invites her up to her room.
Yeah, invites Grace to her room. And like, so
She's super sketchy trying to force her to drink tea.
yeah. I like tea, but I'm not drinking tea from her. Ain't
It's
no way.
almost like, and the
It's
way she was like
almost.
forcibly, like,
Do not foreshadow, Joey. I know what you're trying to do. Do not
it's
foreshadow.
almost like she's trying
No.
to poison her.
No! We're trying to, like, drug her.
Macy arrives at the door.
Why do you have to talk like that? It's
As I'm
dramatic.
dark and mysterious.
Macy arrives at the door, and there's an odd little tension between Leah and Macy. But,
Yeah, and it almost seems like it's more than just that weird separate groups of cliques, like that was going on in the party.
Almost like the two
Oh,
different.
and we learned that Leah, her boyfriend died recently, and she tries to force a connection with
Jackson.
Grace because they both had a loss recently and they can
Oh yeah, in case we didn't
both
say it at the
understand that.
beginning, her parents are dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
So
I
her
think
think.
parents
Yeah.
are deadsies.
Grace's parents
They're
are
dead.
dead.
Deadsies. They're
That's why
gone.
she's here.
Deroonies.
Anyway, so all of a sudden, after drinking that tea, she feels sick. So weird.
So weird. Oh, maybe you shouldn't trust Leah.
It's
And
almost like
honestly,
if she poisoned her.
it's almost like she drugged her.
But don't worry, Macy just thinks it's the altitude sickness striking again. Oh, Macy. Oh,
Oh,
Macy.
Macy. Oh, Macy. You poor innocent cousin. No.
Altitude doesn't come with drugs.
She's sick in bed for a little while.
So Flint shows up, and Flint is like, yo, we are going to have a snowball fight. And they're like, she's
Wanna
like,
join?
I've never seen snow, let alone know how to fucking form a snowball. But yeah, sounds
Just
dope. Let's
make a
go.
ball. Just make a ball.
Listen.
She hasn't seen balls.
Why?
He's your kid.
Why? Why?
He is.
Why? She's never seen snow before.
He's never seen snow before. So Flint comes up, asks if like Grace wants to like join the snowball fight and whatever. And like she says that she hasn't seen snow before and doesn't know how to like make snowballs because she's never seen snow or like played in the snow.
So they get invited to go to the snowball fight, and she's really worried she's gonna fudge everything up for them and gonna be the weak link, and that she's gonna embarrass herself. So before they're due to go out and go to this snowball fight, she kind of sneaks out. And by sneaks out, I mean she just goes out when she wasn't supposed to because of the whole recovering from sickness thing. And she bundles herself
Sickness.
all up.
Sickness.
Oh, and she bundles herself all up and goes for a walk around the school grounds. And she learns quickly that actually making a snowball is super easy. And she kind of feels
Well,
now embarrassed that it was that easy. But problem solved. She figures that out. But she keeps walking because it's nice
yay!
out and she walks the school grounds. And during her walk, she sees Jackson and Leah in a gazebo
Nah, I hate them
on
both.
her route.
Leah's worse, though.
They appear to be in the middle of an argument.
Of course.
And it seems like it's getting quite heated until both of them realize that she's there and abruptly turn and see her. And she goes to leave because she's like, fuck that shit. And Jackson quickly catches up to her. And she learns that Leah's boyfriend that passed away was actually also Jackson's
His
brother.
brother.
Yes, his brother Hudson.
Oh no, now I'm starting to remember what happened when I read earlier.
And he's like, you need to stay away from Flint.
Yeah,
Like, he's
I
not who you
wonder
think he
why.
is. And she's like, I can choose my own friends. Nah, bro, I gotta go. So she heads back inside. And when she sees Macy again, Macy learns that she saw Jackson outside and she is warning her away from Jackson. She's like, what? No, stay away from him. And then she realizes that, no, she's seen Jackson quite a few times. And now Macy's like, what the truck? Like, that's not normal for Jackson.
It's not normal
And
for you to censor yourself there for a second.
so, anyways, they go to head out for the snowball fight. And weird, they run into Jackson again. And
Oh
he's super friendly with her. And Macy is like, what kind of Twilight Zone is going on here? And she invites Jackson to go to the snowball fight with them. And
no!
he's, yes, that's what happens.
I don't want
I
that to
know, but she
happen.
disagrees.
I know,
I
I just.
disagree.
And he's kind of like, yeah, no, that's not going to happen.
Good.
This is Flint's show, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, no, it's okay. Flint invited a bunch of his friends. Like, you can come along, no big deal. And so instead, he just offers her advice. He's like, make sure you build up an arsenal, take them down. And so then they go to the snowball fight. So, like, Grace is paired on a team with Macy and Flint, right? And they're playing hard on the snowball fight, right? Jackson's
And they
advice is working. They're building up a good, amount of snowballs.
arsenal. And so Flint says we can get better
Edge or whatever.
advantage and like viewpoints from up here. So he climbs the tree with Grace in his hands, right? And they see all the snowballs like going wild. And a breeze passes by.
And wacha
Tree branch falls.
goes Grace. She just goes tumbling down. I say tumbling down.
Think
Are
it was
ways
a
to
little more than a
describe
breeze, though, that made
it. It wasn't.
knocked a
person out of a tree.
It was very powerful, and it like broke the branch, and she fell. Like I think almost fell fully.
She was
Flint
flying
ended
out of
up.
it
He was flying
underneath.
out
Yeah,
of
she
it,
and then
and
Flint's body was all of a sudden underneath her, right? And they both fell
Flint
to the ground and
got it.
Flint became her pillow,
Hey, but
crash landing.
she didn't fully go to the ground though.
As she lands on him, Flint's like, you're heavier than you've looked.
Flint takes the brunt of the fall for her.
Yeah.
She's like, what are you doing? Kind of thing. Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? Why did you kind of save me-ish? Like, I feel like if
She
she
was
didn't.
concerned because, like, he could have also
She
gotten hurt.
thought he was
Yeah,
hurt.
true.
Right. She was worried that he
She
was
worries
hurt.
about like people getting hurt, but I like that's a good thing though, like to worry about others as well, but also worry about yourself.
I think she
So
knows the
then what
Hawkeyes are
happens?
hurt or not.
She worries about others a lot.
Jackson arrives.
Go on.
Talk about your boy.
For
He's
real.
not my boy.
Very believable.
It is believable. You're right.
Being sarcastic.
So what happens with Jackson?
He shows up on the scene and is like, what happened?
No. He's more like, what the hell were you doing?
What took us up in the tree?
So Jackson arrives and he's like, what the hell did you think you were doing? And Grace is like, what is he doing here? But also her focus is on Flint because she's concerned that he might be hurt.
Of course.
And Macy's like, we should get you back to your room because she can see all of a sudden all of Jackson's friends, who she learns is called the Order, all of Jackson's friends all of a sudden surround him and Macy can feel the tension starting in the air. And she's like, we should get you back to your room, Grace. Make sure you're okay. And she's like,
You're
no, I'm
not
trying to make
hurt.
sure. Right. She's like, I'm trying to make sure that Flint's okay. And Flint's like, I'm fine. And Jackson steps up and Actually, that's the best idea I've heard all afternoon. I'll walk you back to your room. And then
Not you back.
the whole crowd is like, what the heck? Really? And she's like, no, I need to stay with Flint, make sure he's. And he's like, no, just go. And then they start walking. And she's like, what are you doing here? I thought you weren't going to come for the snowball fight. And then he sees that she's in pain. And
Aww.
he's like,
And picks
what's
her
wrong
up
with
by her
her?
waist. Dude, he picks her up
The
and carries her
conversation
over her
doesn't
shoulder.
matter.
Should have known what you were getting into.
Yep.
He picks her up and carries her because her ankle is injured.
She says that she twisted her ankle when she hit the
Aww.
ground, and then.
He picks her up, carries over her shoulder, and Grace is like, wait, what are you doing? Put me down. And he just continues walking.
Actually, she says, I sprained my ankle. I'm not dying of consumption. And he says, yeah, well, the night is young.
And Macy, like, sees Jackson carrying her. She's like, oh my God! And they both bring her back to her, like, dorm room. And Macy, like, tree her all up. They put her on the bed.
So Jackson wraps her ankle and Macy gets her ice, and Macy is in awe watching this feared and revered man dote on Grace. Once he leaves, Macy's like, listen, you can be friends with Jackson or Flint, but not both. Let me make that clear. And Grace is hella confused.
I mean, I would be too, because no one has explained to her literally anything. Because every time someone goes to say something, they kind of stop themselves mid-sentence and just redirect the conversation a different direction. So they're being
Yeah.
all kinds of shady and, stuff.
Jackson's shady all the time.
That person
Damn,
he is.
Grace.
Well, Grace wakes up to Jackson texting her, and it's super cute. And then he sends her
Grace is just like
food
in
to
her
her
head. She,
room.
my Grace is like, how the fuck did he get her number? This is creepy.
I just want to know how.
Good
So
question.
he has strings, just like
Magic.
he got her a whole breakfast spread. He even got her whipped cream and everything, and it wasn't that special breakfast day to have all that stuff. He pulled some strings. He has some power in this place, and he did it for her. And they have the cutest little text chain going. And he wants to know if she's a waffle or an eggs girl, and she's a waffle girl all the way. And then she wants to know if he's a waffle or an eggs guy, and he's neither. And I want to know how she's so oblivious to all of this. And she asks him, like, what do you like to eat? And he's like, I don't think we're there yet, but you'll let me know when we are.
Which again, there are so many signs.
So many
So
signs.
many signs.
And she
So
doesn't see any
many
of them. She's
signs.
just like,
She's
I'm
blind.
blind and
Didn't
I
even
can't
see the
see.
sign. You didn't even hear me. I gave so
And
many
then
signs. Taylor Swift. That's
and then
Taylor
she
Swift.
gets another knock on her door, and it is another delivery, except this one is a package, and it is a book, and it is a copy of Twilight, and it is also from Jackson.
I burst out fucking laughing when this happened. I laughed so hard
Sam.
because of the comments also made between the two of them.
I just the Twilight enough for me was just like, what the actual fuck?
Yeah, and
Says
it
that a
was
lot
also
too.
like, how oblivious can you be right now? This boy literally puts Twilight in your face and is like, I think you should probably read this. And you're still like, I don't know what's going on at this weird school where weird things keep going on and happening.
And how all of a sudden he always vanishes.
Maybe with a little sparkle behind him.
There was no sparkle. How
No.
funny would that have been?
Later on, she gets a knock yet again on her door. It is not another delivery this time, though. It is Jackson himself.
The best delivery of them all.
No.
And he just is checking on her, and it's really cute, and they're a little flirty flirty, and Macy just literally cannot contain herself because it's just unfathomable that Jackson Vega is all this in a bag of chips right now. So the next day is Grace's first day of classes at her new school. Macy and Grace go get breakfast. Jackson shows up and sits at her table, and then all of a sudden the rest of the order comes and sits at their table.
That's right. Out of nowhere.
And out of nowhere,
And
and
everyone's confused.
everyone's staring because he's sitting at their table, and it's a big deal. This is not a thing that happens. And he wants to see her schedule. He wants to make sure that she has an escort to her classes.
And that's where Mekki comes in, one of the members of the order.
I do like him. He was cool.
He comes in and says, "Oh, I'm in that class too. Let me escort you to that class and let me guide you."
Jackson's like, "That's not happening."
Jackson's a little possessive.
And she gets to see
Just a little bit.
firsthand how the school reacts around him and how basically the student body is like a sea parting for him as he walks, and for her too, next to him. And she finds it really weird. And she's like, what's going on? And so when she gets to her classroom and there's no one there, not even the teacher, and she's like, "Are you sure this is the right place? And like, we should check. Maybe I got it wrong." He finally has to admit, because he was begrudgingly like not answering her questions about it. And he finally has to admit, "They're waiting for me to either sit down or leave to come." And she's like, "What? So you do notice how people treat you?" It's like, "I'm not blind." She's like, "What? That's all you have to say about it? Like, what? Why don't you do something to stop it?" He's like, "What? Stand up at a pep rally and reassure everyone that I'm not going to eat them? Somehow
Another
I don't
hint
think they'll believe you."
that she's
She's so
so
blind.
like, "I don't think they're worried about that."
You, this Grace is blind. I would have noticed it immediately based off the description of him.
No offense, Grace from the book, but
You're
you need to get your
wrong.
head checked.
So
You need to get your eyes checked.
she has art next, and it's in one of the outbuildings. And she's worried, and she's like, "Oh, I'm gonna freeze. I'm way out there." So she goes to head up to get a jacket to be able to brave the cold. And on her way to her room to get a jacket, she sees Flint in the hall, and he's like, "Where are you going? Why are you going that way?" And she explains, and he's like, "No one told you about the tunnels?"
You
Not the
would not trust
tunnels.
literally anybody with
If
tunnels.
he, like, if someone said, "Did they not tell you about the tunnels?" I'd be like,
And honestly, she gets a weird vibe
"Bye."
from it too. She starts
She
following
should
into the
have listened to
tunnels.
her goddamn gut.
And yeah, she gets a weird, like, gut reaction from it. And she's like, "This is not." And then even, like, further, and she's like, "Ah, this is sketch. I need to leave." And then all of a sudden, Leah shows up. And then she somehow feels better because Leah's there.
I think it's because she gets like a weird vibe from Flint, but she doesn't, weirdly enough, get the gut vibe for Leah.
It's the tunnels
She
that freaks
should.
her out, but
She should get the weird vibe.
because it's also
yeah.
kind of dungeony, and because there's
Yeah.
like chains and stuff,
It's
and then Leah
shackles
just.
and bones and
But then Leah like pulls on one of the shackles, and then a door opens, and she goes, "Oh, okay." Bitch,
it must have all been in my head.
no, it's not. You should listen to your gut.
And then an earthquake starts.
Oh, good brother.
So they start running. And Lee is really fast, and it's super weird, right?
Oh, why is she so fast? Oh, I can't possibly think why.
And Flint scoops Grace up and starts running with her so he can be faster.
They run and, like, they look for the exit, and, like, everybody checks if they're, like, okay. Then all of a sudden, Jackson shows up.
Because I think they tumble out into the art room, correct?
Yeah.
And Jackson's there waiting for them.
Yeah.
Not happy.
I'm not happy about Jackson.
You never are. Then Jackson and Flint kind of like are being territorial about Grace. Jackson tugs on her arm and is like, "Let's go. We don't have time for this." Flint's like, "Don't follow him. Just tell him to fuck off."
Grace is super irritated with the posturing between the two of them. Nobody's giving her any information about anything. All the secrecy and the weird stuff. She's just sick of it all, and she's not going to deal with it right now. She was just in a freaking earthquake. Obviously, Jackson was super worried about her, but he's obviously frustrated now, and now is like getting into it with Flint instead. And she's like, "I don't have time for this. I have to get to class," and kind of blows them both off. So after an alienating first day, the rest of the day is pretty alienating. She ends up exploring a little bit throughout the school, and she hears someone playing her father's favorite song. And all of a sudden, her grief is just too much to contain, and she goes and finds this like little alcove up this stairwell to just let it all out and just get a good cry in. And what a weird coincidence! Guess whose dorm room she just happened to stop in front of?
Jackson Vega.
So Jackson comes up the stairwell and sees her. She quickly tries to swipe the tears away. And, she apologizes for kind of the way she acted earlier and sees that he was worried, saw his texts. And he just kind of wants to know, what it's like to be able to just show how you feel. And then they get a good conversation, they get chatting, and she sees his dorm room. And he takes her out the window of his dorm to this little roofy area that he's got. Shows.
It's the meteor shower one. The meteor shower. So basically, like, he takes her out and, like, shows her, like, the meteor shower. He did give her a blanket because it was cold, unsuspected, and you just, like, told her to put
But
on
it
the
wasn't
blanket.
enough for her, so he ended up bringing her back in.
Yeah.
And then they have a moment and they
Kiss. A lot of
mooch
kissing.
up. They go,
But then,
An earthquake happens.
earthquake.
An earthquake happens. The window breaks and glass gets right in, like, the certain place in her neck, which is kind of how her mom died from a bleed out getting, like,
In her
injured right
artery,
there.
yep. The nick in
Yep,
her
an
artery,
artery.
yep.
Nick in her artery. He tells her to leave.
He sees the glass flying everywhere from the window. He
He
get tells her to leave.
tells
He's
her to
freaking
leave.
out.
He's freaking
Yep.
out.
And all of a sudden, she blacks out.
She blacks out and he wakes up in, like, the nurse's
In the
place.
hospital.
No, she
Yeah.
wakes up in
And
her
like,
room with the nurse standing over
with
her.
the nurse standing over
Yeah.
her.
She wakes up without knowing what happened, and the nurse informs her that one of the shards of glass from the window nicked her artery in her neck. And
Tells her not to check it out, remember? Makes sure to tell her she does not check out the nick.
Jackson's quick actions saved her life.
Yeah.
But she's got a bandage on her neck and she's not allowed to check
Check
it.
it.
And she needs to, if she needs to change the bandage, she needs to call the
See the
nurse
nurse. Yep.
and the
Call the
nurse will do
nurse.
it. Which then she starts asking about stitches. And the nurse is weirded out about this question because she goes, yeah, what about my stitches? And she goes, they'll melt. She goes, yeah, but like, what about the ones on the outside? They'll dissolve. And Grace is kind of like,
Me
that's a
too.
little
I'm just like,
sketchy.
time to sketchy.
I don't think that's how it works.
So basically, they also told her that she can't get up from her bed because she needs to, like, recover and some stuff. She made this little lie that she was tired so that the nurse will leave
Yeah.
tired, quote unquote tired. I forgot to mention that the uncle was there. The key came in, was
Like
worried.
Uncle Finn.
Uncle Finn, yeah. He's worried and all, like, Macy was too.
Yeah, so she wanted to rest. That's what how she got rid of the nurse and Uncle Finn.
Yeah.
And so then there's another knock on the door and she's like, "Oh, they're back." And she pretends
Well,
to
her
be
Uncle
in the bed.
Finn's back,
She
too.
pretends to be in the bed again and she tells Macy, "Just tell him I'm resting." But it's not Uncle Finn at the door. It's Jackson. But so Macy, that little turd, tells Jackson, "Oh no, I'm sorry. She's resting." And does the whole speech as if it was actually Uncle Finn at the door. And once she closes the door and says it was Jackson, Grace panics and throws herself out of bed and hurdles herself at the door to try to run after Jackson.
But doesn't Macy say that she asked Jackson if he wanted to go and Jackson refused?
She did invite him in, but he said no because Macy said she was sleeping. Well, because why would that's creepy? Why would he want to come in there while she's sleeping?
Exactly.
So yeah, so she runs after Jackson.
Yeah. She runs after Jackson. I think she meets him up at the stairs and, like, he's not having it, like, with her. Like, he doesn't want her, like, near him or whatever, blah,
He
blah,
just
blah.
says, we need to forget about everything that's happened. We need to stay away from each other. Like for, your own safety.
She's not too happy about it, like, I say that. Because, like, he just want they kiss, like, full on kiss. And he just wants to act like that, like, nothing happened. Like, he asked her to forget about it. Like, it's obvious she won't be able to because, like, they kiss. Like, how? How will she forget about that?
No one forgets their first kiss.
I bet. So she ends up, like, bumping into Leah. She talks to Leah a little bit. Then, like, people, like, were talking about how, like, her, Leah, and Jackson kind of go together. Obvious that, like,
As like a
Grace.
replacement for Hudson.
Yeah, Leah
As
starts
replacement.
saying all these weird things to
Things,
kind of
like,
get
she's,
in her head.
like, she's good, like, she's, Jackson is a good replacement for
Oh, her families want them to be together and how
families,
they're
like,
destined and
people.
they're, yeah.
And, like, Grace doesn't seem too happy about that. And
That's just a whole
so
load of bullshit.
eventually, like, eventually they stop. She makes it to her room.
Leah was trying to get Grace to have some more tea.
She
Macy
really loves
intervened.
tea.
Gee, I wonder
Yeah.
why. It's the only
Loves her.
thing to poison her with.
So basically,
They
again, Grace
poison you
feels
back
that,
with your
of
little dog,
course,
too.
like some tea. Would you like a little bit of tea? Basically,
Or
so
just
basically.
go like, pip, pip, cherry.
With all this stuff swirling in her mind and now sleeping that whole time, now she can't sleep.
She can't sleep. And,
So
like,
in the night,
she
she
thinks
decides
about.
to inspect her stitches.
And
Oh no.
when she ends up checking it, it's a bite mark. At first, she thinks
No,
it's
she doesn't know
two.
it yet.
It's obvious.
It's
Two
really
is
obvious.
puncture hole
My
marks.
favorite
Two
part
puncture
is when
holes.
she does this, like the fang motion to everybody, like later on in the book, and I'm like laughing
She
so
ends
hard.
up, and she first ends up thinking, like, maybe it's a snake bite or whatever.
It's way too precise and perfect.
And then she kind of thinks, maybe it's a vampire bite.
Yeah, she figures it all out. Everything
She
comes
figures, and she's
crashing
like,
in.
maybe it's by Jackson. Because,
Heads off to confront him.
So after she concludes that maybe it's Jackson that did that to her, she runs to Jackson's room and, like, bangs on his door, but no answer. So she keeps banging, and then she texts him, like, keeps texting him, banging on his door, and then Mekki appears, and then she tells Mekki how she thinks Jackson bit her. Like, she proceeds to show him the bite and says that she thinks that
And
Jackson bit her.
Mickey's like, "Who bit you?"
And she says, like, I think it's Jackson.
No, cause
Mekki.
no, like at first she is like confused, like why would you go all the way to like biting, like confirming her confirmations.
Yeah, and then she says, I think it's Jackson. Like, Mekki, like, immediately says it.
He was frantically texting Jackson,
They were
frantically
both
texting
texting
Jackson.
Jackson.
Yeah,
Jackson's getting a lot of text
and
messages
he's
right now.
like. Right now, he's concerned that someone actually bit her.
So he's
And
now concerned.
now, him and Jackson are freaking out and want to figure out who bit her. And now he's got
Yeah.
Jackson coming
Coming
back
over.
from
And Jackson,
this far
so,
away.
like, Mekki says that Jackson tells her to stay still. Stay there.
Does
And
she
guess what?
listen?
No! She's asked if she could go to her room.
So she heads back to her room and confronts Macy.
So basically, ask Macy if Jackson's like a vampire or not. She
And here
confirms that.
comes the whole truth.
She confirms it. Knew it. She confirms that Jackson's a vampire. Then she also learns that Leah is a vampire too, if I'm correct. Yeah.
Yeah. Leah's
That
a
basically
vampire.
everybody in that clique
The
that they're
Order.
vampires.
And what
The
about
Order.
Macy?
Not just the Order.
Macy's a witch and Flint is a dragon.
Which his
Flint.
name, really?
Come on.
Flint.
We also learned that Grace was gonna be a witch, but then we learned that her
Like her
dad
father,
was a
warlock.
warlock and he married,
Like,
loved a
married the
human.
human woman who is Grace's mother.
Mom, mother. But that made him lose his, like, powers and whatnot, so that made Grace not really witch because
It made her like human.
made her human. We learned that her dad took a big sacrifice to, like, give up the powers just because he truly
Just
loved
for,
her love.
yeah.
And then she
Oh,
tells
loving. Baby, I need
also
your
learns.
loving. About
I was gonna say, she learns that the nurse is also a vampire.
Grace learns
Jackson
what
Vegas.
really happened that
What really
night.
happened, yeah.
And Jackson saved her life.
And also the nurse. We have to give the nurse some credit too.
So he
That's.
used his, Like he used
Venom.
his stuff to seal her wound so that
Seal
she
her
wouldn't
wound.
bleed out.
And
But he went a
then.
little far. He super sealed it. So yeah. So then the nurse had to reopen it to get the
Heal.
blood flow
Get
going and
the blood
heal her.
flow. Heal
Inject
her.
the healing venom.
Which
And that's why
over.
she has a bite mark.
Like, kind of overlapped his a little bit.
So now she has both Jackson's
No,
vampire
Jackson didn't bite
DNA.
her.
Yeah, he did.
No, he just licked it closed.
What I'm saying is that Grace has both Jackson's DNA, like vampire DNA, and Leah's
Venom.
vampire DNA and
Not
venom,
Leah.
whatever, in her.
Not Leah, the nurse. The
Yeah,
nurse.
nurse, whatever.
Not
Love
would
hearing
not.
them argue this out.
Lee would not. Leah's evil. Which we learn that later.
Spoiler alert.
And then, okay.
All this talk is making them hungry.
So, it made them hungry, which they weren't still supposed to leave the place.
Jackson wanted them to stay put. That's not the
Stay
same
put.
thing as not allowed.
True.
And in
And
her
they were
defense,
hungry.
they solved the mystery. They know who bit her. Problem solved. They don't have to stay put anymore. Danger's over.
So they go to go get something to eat. And like they're waiting and Flint is there, of course.
Bro really does not like Flint.
Well, and he, well, no, he's super nice. He goes up, he says, "Oh, I'll go get you some food. Go sit at my table over there, and I'll go get you some food."
And then she walks over there, and surprise, the
Chandelier.
chandelier comes crashing down on her. Jackson. So
The chandelier doesn't get her because Jackson
Yeah, Jackson like swoops in and like knocks her
just in
out.
time.
Come out
His
of
name
thin
should be
air.
Justin because throughout this whole book, he is always just in time.
That was the lamest fucking joke. Get out of here.
Yeah, like
Out of
nobody
here.
wants
Shoo.
your stupid jokes.
Says the
Lame.
man who is up Jackson's ass the whole time.
For real. Anyways, Jackson comes to the rescue, saves her, but he ended up getting slightly injured from the chandelier. And of course, Grace, as she is, worries for him and asks if he's okay. He says he's fine.
Somebody is trying to kill you, Grace.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello, someone's trying to
Jackson's
kill
like,
you.
and she's like, no, they're not.
No.
It's all
She
just
Listen, she took
coincidences.
half the
Flint.
book to realize that he was a fucking vampire. Like,
It took her half the book, not me.
look,
I knew from the beginning.
it took me a minute, like, just to like look at the cover. I'm like, this is about vampires, isn't it?
And she
Course.
starts kind of putting stuff on
Things
his.
together, pieces together. Like, most of the time she's been at the school, which is, I think, like a week so far, like
Yeah.
1 week. She's gotten injured, sick, mainly injured, by the way, most part.
Almost died a bunch of times.
Yep.
She's like my mom, a living, like, danger magnet.
But I will have to say, most of the time she's kind of gotten injured a little bit. Like two things so far. Flint has been in the same like area. Tree, Flint nearby.
No, but like,
Chandelier, Flint nearby.
Jackson makes a good, like, Jackson made a point. He's like, Flint didn't save you. I had to go in there. Like, I had to go out there, push him off the tree, just so that he could save you.
I have an odd suspicion, and I have
That is
you
how we
about to
learned
finish it.
that it was not Flint who put himself underneath her. Jackson's the
It
one.
was Jackson.
With Jackson to the rescue.
And that it basically looks
Anyways.
like Flint's been trying to kill her this whole time.
Oh.
Surprise!
So now we're just confused whether he's trying to hit on her or whether he wants to kill her.
A little bit of both.
For real. Anyways. Eventually, her uncle, Finn, arrives. Worried for her. I think Jackson disappears again.
Why am I not surprised?
It's not surprising. So, the uncle, I think, wants to look.
Wants to
Takes her.
send her back to San Diego.
Wait! Getting there. He leads her to, like, the principal's office, and she explains that it's, like, kind of grayish, besides the desk that's filled with
Yeah.
papers. And she kind of suspects him to have, like, more color because, like, a witch, and he's like, oh, I'm not a witch. And she's like, what? She's like, I'm, like, kidding or whatever, I don't remember.
Yeah,
And
like
blah, blah, blah.
blah blah
Basically, blah, blah, blah. And then
blah blah blah
her Uncle Finn asks if she's okay, and she's like, yeah, I'm fine. It was, like, a little whatever. Forgot what she said. But then Uncle Finn says, You're just like your mother. He says that like her mother basically whatever life can or she would face life like head on. Whatever. And then her uncle brings up wanting to send her back to San Diego. She also learns that Jackson was born a vampire, not turned into one, but
And that
born.
there's a difference
And that is the
between
difference.
born and made.
Because
Big one for
being
them.
born means a lot more.
And about how, like, Jackson's, like, royalty. And as Grace puts it,
Getting there.
or as
Blah, blah,
Ariel,
blah.
or as Ariel
Blah,
puts,
blah,
you skip some.
or
You
as
skipped
Ariel says,
something.
blah de blah.
We
Blah de
skipped
blah.
something,
Blah
okay?
de blah
Sorry,
blah.
Grace, what are we skipping?
Basically, I have it on chapter 45 that she goes to the library to learn more about the like the monsters and some stuff. We skip the Flint thing, by the way. We learn about that he's royalty later bit more, okay? You're just really excited about Jackson. That's what you're excited about. She meets the librarian,
He decides to go to the library.
and she wants to learn about like the monsters and more. And so the librarian basically gives her like a note, I think, if I'm correct.
First, she introduces herself as Miss Royce or Amka, right? And says that she's a witch and like that
Which
can
control
like
the
that
elements.
and yeah, like
Grace says that she's human, and the librarian says, "You're more than you think you are."
I wonder what that is.
Foreshadow.
She goes to Flint because she finds Flint because the librarian sets her in the Dragonary, which Flint is there with a book, I think. I think he's writing something. I don't know. I'm not paying attention to him. Anyways, so yeah, blah blah blah.
He's looking at the same kind of book that Leah was using when she found her in the library that time.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Blah blah blah. And she talks about like the writing, like what type of writing it is, and asks him like what class that is for like next time. Like, you know, I think next year. So she can take the class. He tells her the class. Eventually, she asks him like what things he could do, because Macy talked about him having wings and all. So she asks if he could fly. He said like yeah. And she asks him like what other things can you do? He brings out marshmallows and
This part was
He's like,
kind of cute
want
though, I'm
one?
not gonna lie. It
It was. He
I was
brings out
smiling.
marshmallows.
He's
He
like,
tosses them.
want one? She's like, obviously.
And then
She
just eats
begins to
it.
pop it
Which
in her
was really
mouth.
confusing. And then he
His
says,
back and forth.
so basically, he tosses a marshmallow and uses fire to, and it's like a perfect brown color-ish. And he hesitant. He's like,
Bruh.
here. At first, she was a little scared a little bit of the fire just suddenly. And she eats it and she's like, can I have another one? And so he does it again. And then she hands it to him. He's like, thank you, whatever, blah, 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 blah.
Chomp.
Flint gets a text message. I forgot to.
There's. Oh, this is the
I
part.
need to mention that he got really close to her and said that he wasn't flirting with her, like hitting on her at all.
He's like, when you want me to hit on you,
You'll
let
know.
me know.
No!
'Cause I'll be there waiting.
Not what happened.
Joey, what are you doing? Why are you doing the.
And that's not what happened. So then, yeah, Flint gets some text messages.
And like
There's something big going down.
something big
And the
going down.
water is
It's
on the.
going down. It's yelling timber.
Ariel,
And
you sang that song the other time.
the order is on the move. They
What's
both
going on?
scramble and get out of there and go find, try to figure out what's going on.
I babbled.
And lo
They
and
come upon
behold.
a scene.
Jackson like fighting, I think.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it fighting.
Mind stuff and like was
Telekinesis.
telekinesis and was
To like
making
raise him above the ground.
raising someone above the ground
Ooh,
and
yeah.
like hurting them really badly.
It is the it's Cole who is the alpha of the Wolf Shifter pack.
Oh yeah, the wolf shifters. Forgot to mention that.
Wolf shifters are a thing. They're basically like werewolves.
Except they don't need the full moon.
Moon. Moon. The full moon, yeah. But they're more like wild on the full moon.
Yes. Which is why they try to kill her first day.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Cole gets like injured or whatever. Blah blah blah.
That's your new favorite word.
Blah blah blah. Yeah. They
Yeah.
use that a lot in this. Especially when it comes to Flint. Leah.
Jackson in front of the crowd, which he is holding off with his telekinesis, right? He drains Cole almost entirely of blood and then tosses him aside and he says, "This is a warning."
Don't
Yeah.
fuck with him. Well,
And so
don't fuck
they
with
talk.
Grace.
And then so they have a conversation after, And she learned that the earthquakes have been his fault this whole time, and that he feels like he's a danger to her.
Yeah.
And he asks Grace, "You're not scared of me?"
Well, he says, "Don't I
I know
scare
what you
you?"
are.
And she says, "No." And she says, "I want you." And he bites her.
On
And she
purpose. Loves
yes,
that.
yes. She invites him to.
Yeah, she likes that a lot.
And then they kiss, and then the earthquake starts,
A rumble, rumble,
It's
rumble.
always when they
Which
kiss. It's
I
after they kiss.
totally thought it was her
I
this
did
whole
too.
time.
It's
So, yeah,
after
so
they
then they
kiss.
kiss again, and then we learn.
We learned that Jackson killed his brother Hudson.
Oh yeah.
On purpose.
And now Jackson is the new heir, like whatever.
Heir.
Heir.
Heir to the throne. Heir to the throne, darling.
Continue.
Because his parents are the king and queen of the vampires.
A
Big
why did
deal.
he kill
Yes, why did
Hudson?
he kill Hudson?
Because he was causing wars among all of the monster species and like killing a lot of the monster species.
Hudson's insane power, insanely great power, was that he could make anyone do or say
What
anything that
he
he
wanted.
wanted.
Yeah.
And he was trying to eradicate entire species. And a lot of people were supporting him in this endeavor to try to make this come to fruition. And Jackson saw that he needed to be stopped before this happened. And there became a war where people didn't want this to happen versus people who did want this to happen. And lots of people were lost in this. And Jackson feels a little guilty because he wishes he had done this sooner before lives were lost in this war. But in the end, he had to make the ultimate choice to take out his brother for the greater good.
And Leah was not thrilled about this whole situation.
Right, because Leah
But
knew.
also, he had told his parents like what Hudson was doing, and they were mad at him for
For
basically
interfering.
killing their prized son.
And he shares that he thinks that Flint is the one trying to kill her.
He's not wrong.
And that it was really Jackson who threw Flint out of the tree underneath Grace to break her fall. But they are interrupted in this conversation by Uncle Finn at the door. So she skedaddles out of there so Uncle Finn can talk to Jackson about the whole Jackson attacking Cole situation.
On her way out, she hears Uncle Finn say to Jax Vega, "You better give me a very good explanation, or you're going back to what's it called?"
He basically says, if you're well enough to be up here with Jackson, you're well enough to be in class, don't you think? And so she gets out of there. And so she sees Flint in the hallway as she's heading out in the halls, and she confronts Flint about trying to kill her. And he's basically like, it's not for reasons you think. And she's
She's like,
like,
there shouldn't be any
you
reasons to try to kill me
actually think
anyways.
there are good reasons for trying to kill me? Like, bitch, please. Thankfully, Mekki comes in and escorts her to class, and then Flint is all weird about it. He's like, don't go anywhere alone, it's not safe. Like, whiplash.
Right.
It's weird. But so she sees Leah later on, who wants to have a girls' night with her. But
Oh no, this
while they're
part.
making plans for a girls' night, she gets a text from Jackson. He's done with Uncle Finn, and he invites her to go like kind of on a like a little date night together, and he wants her to meet up in his room later that night. And Leah's like, I guess we'll just rain check this. She gets all dolled up, ready for her date. She meets Jackson in his room. She learns that Leah came earlier that day and made a peace offering with Jackson. And Jackson's like so surprised by this. It must be due to Grace's influence. Like, she brought a peace offering of a special blend of her tea. So cool. Then they get on with her date.
And so they go see. A lot of things happen when they went
So,
up to go see the Northern
yep,
Lights.
he gives her some gloves and a blanket.
So basically, after he gave her that, they went out, and I think they kissed, and then he asked if like he trusted her, which of course, But then he asked her to close her eyes, and she was just like, why? And it just, like, was just keep trying to make her close her eyes. And so eventually she did. That's when she eventually is able to open them. They float up, and they are, like, floating. Wish she could see the Northern Lights still, though, of course. But, like, a lot happened. And so eventually, as that kept happening, they eventually, Jackson got back inside. It's because she was cold. Like, it was cold. He asked to bite her neck, and, like, of course, like, she accepted because, like, yeah. And so he does it. But then, like, he
She starts to like
feel weak.
feel, yeah, like
Weak and
he's
all.
doing it
Taking a
way more
lot of
than
blood.
normal. Yeah.
And then he starts to freak out and pushes her away and tells her to, like, get out. But since she's weak feeling, she's, like, can't walk as
And
much.
confused.
And very confused, yeah, because I remember reading and it says, like, he's not
You could
him.
see the look in his eyes, and it wasn't,
Because
yeah,
it
it was
wasn't
clear.
him.
And she could tell that he was doing everything in his power to like override, to like push her away.
Yeah, and so he keeps telling her to get out, and so she tries to make it to the door, but, like, she's really weak. And so eventually he opens the door for her and tells her to get out, which she eventually does. She gets out, she sees Leah in the hallway, and, like, she bumps into Leah, basically. And so,
Oh, thank goodness.
oh, thank goodness, and, like, blah, blah, blah. And Leah slaps her into, like, the wall.
Like, we'll slap her
Slaps
across the face. Yeah.
her.
Get out of
Slaps her across the
here.
face. She slaps her across the face. Like, talks about basically what she did to the tea, kinda ish.
I
Jackson.
knew I should have made the tea stronger, but now I have to kill your
Not
little
feeling so
pet.
good, Grace? What's the matter? Ugh. You have no idea how long I've waited to do that. The slap. Now sit down and shut up, or I'll let Jackson have you.
Eventually, Jackson appears and
Dun,
tells Leah
dun,
to stop.
dun.
And
Hi, Bri.
so I was in utter shock.
So Jackson busts out the door. He's like, don't touch her because she slapped
Yeah.
Grace. And then she's, I knew I should have made the tree stronger, but I was afraid you would kill your little pet. I couldn't let that happen, at least not yet. No worries.
After she says that, I was so shocked that she just pulls out a gun. What? And then she aims it towards Jackson. Utter shock. She ends up shooting him.
Grace is freaking out and hysterical. And she's like, God,
Mom,
would you
don't worry.
shut up already? I didn't kill him. I just tranked him. You, on the other hand, won't be so lucky if you don't stop your incessant whimpering. Ugh, I didn't want to do this the hard way.
Her up.
And
She ties her up.
then she tranks her too.
Tranks her and then ties her up.
Well, we don't know that because shoot, blank. She blacks out.
So she wakes up, right? And she's slurred. She's like, where am I? And she's
Cold.
all tied up. What?
She's shivering.
He's
That's
cold.
what she, yeah.
And everything
She's,
hurts.
yeah. And but her head, the worst of all, hurts like way like much than like all
Way
the
too much.
others.
She could barely breathe.
Then she remembers what happened, like with like Jackson, and like she goes into like freak out mode again, and she's like, oh no, my Jackson poo.
No, she's like, oh my gosh. Like, basically, just like panicking.
I'm sorry, my Jackson poo, really?
She tries to like get out of the bounce that she's in, and it like keeps not working and not
Binds?
work. Yeah.
Just checking. She's alone, thankfully, but she wants to get out of there before Leah comes back, and she's desperate, and she tears and tears at her wrists in these bindings
It
until
hurts.
they are
I'm sorry.
bloody and raw. Yep. And until she can slip a wrist through and untie the rest of her. And then she scrambles out the door. She realizes that she's in the tunnels, and she can hear this screaming and this roaring. And all of a sudden, there's this dragon, like a real live dragon, flying towards her. And it scoops her up and grabs her and then flies her. And then all of a sudden, there's Leah, and Leah's chasing after this dragon. And then they get to this like middle area where everything's like congregating into, and the ceiling is a little lower in there. So the dragon had to duck down a little, and that gave Leah the opportunity to grab the dragon's tail. And so as she does that, she decides to smash the dragon to the ground, which obviously makes Grace go to the ground as well. And then they
How
are
does that
both
work?
Magic.
which part?
Magic.
He
Bro
has
just grabs.
superhuman strength.
Oh, yeah.
Magic.
I keep forgetting about that. I keep
She's a
forgetting, like.
vampire. She's a goddamn vampire.
Seriously, with Olivia Rodrigo?
So she throws this dragon to the ground. Now they're both on the ground. Grace gets her shoulder slammed to the ground really hard. It dislocates her shoulder. That's not great. And then all of a sudden, Leah and the dragon start fighting. Then all of a sudden, the dragon shifts into Flint. Whoa, no, the dragon is Flint. Then
I'm so
now Flint
surprised.
and Leah start fighting. Grace tries to inch out of the area and get away while they're distracted. That doesn't go so well for her because Flint stops her, and we learn that this whole thing has been Leah's plan all along. Leah killed Grace's parents to get Grace to this school, and that Grace is only here by Leah's design. This was all part of Leah's plan. And Flint doesn't have time to explain everything, but we can't let Leah do this. So Grace has got to die.
Yeah, then he chokes her.
Yep.
What the fuck?
Why not just kill Leah?
So all of a
Yeah, no.
sudden, even though
That's the
she's
smart
fighting
one.
hard, she's losing consciousness, but all of a sudden, Flint's fingers are being pried from her neck.
By
Kinesis.
Jackson.
By telekinesis.
By your boy.
By Joey's boy. Jackson's on the scene. So now Jackson and Flint fight, and then
Fight,
Flint turns back
fight,
into a
fight.
dragon form, and then Jackson and the dragon fight. And while they're distracted, once again, she tries to find the exit. That didn't work so well for you the first time. Why are you trying to do that again?
Yeah. Also, when we learn about the he needs to kill her thing, he also lets it slip that kind of hints as if Jackson was also involved in this plot to
He makes
murder
it
her.
sound like it was
Yes.
all the vampires, like it was Leah and him, Jackson. Yeah. So she feels like she almost gets there, but then Leah hits her from behind. Whoa. And Leah starts dragging her back down the tunnel by her hair. And then she brings her back down to the room that she started in. So Grace pretends to pass out. So Leah has to heft her up back onto the altar table, starts trying to tie her up. So because she thinks she's passed out and docile, it lets Grace slam Leah's head into the table.
Ooh.
And then she does it again. And
Ooh.
then that gives her an opening and time to grab Leah's special book. And then she puts it to the candle in the flame. I guess joke's on her because Leah says, "Well, I have it memorized. Did you think that I've gone through all this work just to have it go wrong by not knowing the spell?" She goes, "It's almost time. The stars align at 12:17. I spent months searching for you, and then after I found you, I spent weeks planning your parents' accident and planting the seeds with Finn to get you here. Then more weeks making sure Jackson was ready for you. And now you think you can ruin everything by burning a little spell? You have no idea. You have no idea. This is my one chance to bring him back. And you think you're going to ruin it? You pathetic, miserable excuse for a..." And then Grace says, "Human? And what? You bring Hudson back? Is that what you think? What?" And Leah's like, "Is that what you think you are? Human? God, you're more pathetic than I thought. You think I'd do all this to get my hands on a human?"
Leah's losing
And
her damn mind.
Leah's, yeah.
Leah's going
She's
a bit crazy.
crazy.
She just, I mean,
She is
she really
crazy.
wants Hudson back.
Oh, yeah.
So that she can smooch him up.
Meanwhile, they hear all this growling and this like noise from the other side of the wall. Apparently, it's Jackson trying to find his way in because he has not been invited into this room, so he can't come in. And he's trying to find a way to get to her. And Leah's, "Oh, I hope he's suffering. I hope he knows what's happening to you in here and that it's killing him that he can't get to you. I can't wait for you to serve your purpose. You can die, and finally, he'll just know how excruciating it is to feel to lose a mate." And she's like, "What, mate? What are you talking about? You really are stupid, aren't you? In our world, you're lucky if souls can join for life. When you find your mate, the magic knows, and it's so powerful, you'll die or kill for your mate." And so all this
Dun dun
information, but
dun.
she has no idea, but because she's oblivious as fuck. And
It is time. And she starts chanting away, and all of a sudden, this like fucking smoke appears out of.
Yeah, Leah starts chanting
It's
in that weird
wild.
language.
But
Black smoke.
Grace is smart, and she goes, "Fuck, I don't want this smoke inside my body, so I'm gonna close my mouth and just, just."
Yep.
And
Which is making
finally, a
great,
smart
which
thing.
is making Leah mad. So
And
Leah
fucking
climbs on top of her and tries to
Jackson.
pry her mouth open.
Jackson fucking busts open the wall,
Finally.
and she goes, "You can't come in." He goes, "There's no door, so I can just come in."
No door means I can just come right in.
And then they
No
start
wall
fighting,
means no door.
and they start fighting, but then Jackson's trying to control this like smoke thing.
Well, they start fighting, and Leah stabs Jackson. And then Jackson gets the upper hand on Leah and breaks her leg. But then the smoke doesn't like that.
No.
And the smoke tries to defend and starts choking Jackson. So
Stan.
Jackson is not able to fight this smoke. He is not able to do it at all. So Grace realizes her only chance to help Jackson is to open her mouth and invite the smoke in. So she starts doing that and trying to gather the smoke. And Jackson's like, fuck that shit. And then he does this weird thing where he starts like gathering all of the.
Oxygen? No, mo smoke.
He's gathering all the
No, he's
smoke,
gathering
trying to get
all
it into this like
the,
tiny
not
ass
just the
ball.
smoke, he gathers all like the matter in the
Yeah.
whole room
So that's
and
so.
trying to put it in a ball. So it's gathering all the oxygen, all the smoke, everything. And so it's making it hard for Grace to breathe, but at the same time, it's getting the smoke and he's compressing it all into this ball until it's just this glowing green ball. And once he finally gets it all compressed together, then there's
Snowball.
oxygen finally back in the room. And he takes this ball and he whips it at Leah, and then everything disintegrates. Leah, the ball, everything. Bye bye, Leah.
Damn.
And then Jackson passes out.
Oh, he
And
lost a lot of blood. He got stabbed.
yeah. And then so. With the special
Grace is
knife.
panicking, and
Grace is panicking, right.
the only way she knows to help him is to literally rip back open her wounds on her wrist and like makes him drink her blood.
Force him.
And he drinks so much, and she starts to black out because he's pretty much almost draining all of the blood out of her body, but he needs it and she doesn't care. She would have happily fucking died just to give him all the blood back. And then she blacks
So
out.
two days later, she wakes up in the infirmary of the school.
Not surprised.
That's what it's
Yep.
called. That's what it's
So,
called.
and Jackson's there. We learn everything's okay. Jackson's okay. She's okay. Much to Jackson's unhappiness, Flint is okay. Leah obviously is not.
Well,
Leah
yeah.
dead.
Leah's
But
just gone.
thankfully, everyone's okay. We learn that Jackson's scar was from his mother that as punishment for killing his brother. And it is very difficult to scar a vampire. So
Vampire.
she did a lot of work to scar her child. And
Child,
he
which is the
tells
wildest
her
part of this.
that he loves her. She says that she loves him too. And then he says, sometimes love isn't enough. But she says, no, it's simple. Do you want to be with me or not? And he does. So 3 days later, she's going stir crazy in her room. She convinces Jackson to leave the room where she's been resting and go for a walk around the school grounds. I want to make note through her waking up in the infirmary and being in her room, no mention of Macy this whole time.
No,
No.
I
She's
just.
been in all of these scenes and now all of a sudden, poof, she's gone. Weird.
Well, you know.
So he brings her to this little area where he has this hot chocolate for her, and they build a snowman together, and it's super cute. Yeah.
And
And then
then this
4 days
happens.
later, 4 days later, they're enjoying each other over breakfast. Everything's going great. She's got
Oh.
her new table with the
Don't
order
say
and
all yet. Don't say all yet. Oh, no.
everyone's doing great. And then they go to get up to go to class, and he goes to kiss her so that she can go to class. When all of a sudden there's a flash
Oh
behind Jackson, and then the black smoke's back, and a figure that can only be Hudson appears with a sword in his hand in the same type of
Hudson, the dead
material
brother.
that Leah had,
Yep.
and he starts swinging, aiming for Jackson's neck, like to chop off his head, and there's no time. She doesn't know what to do. Jackson's trying to flinch out of the way, but it's not going to be enough. So just the only thing she can do. She says, "That's when it hits me. Jackson was never meant to be the hero of my story because I was always meant to be the hero of his. So in the end, I do the only thing that I can do. I wrap myself around him and spin us so that my back is to the sword, and then I close my eyes and wait for the blow I have always known would come." And that's the end of the book.
Until book two.
But then we get like a little
There
extra.
is an epilogue. Well, I'm going to call it an epilogue, even though it's a zero again. Apparently, this person has never heard of epilogues or freaking
Prologues.
prologues. So it's a zero again. 4 days later, and it's in Jackson's point of view. He's in agony because he just wants Grace back. He wants to find a way to get her back.
Wait for it.
Here's the twist.
Oh no.
Apparently, Grace is a gargoyle and turned herself to stone, and she should be able to turn herself back. But he thinks that Hudson must be there because there's no way that she would turn herself back if she knew it would bring Hudson with her.
So she self-preserved herself in order to make sure he didn't die. And she's holding off Hudson right now, basically, by being in gargoyle form.
As it says, gargoyles can't get trapped in their stone forms if they don't change back into their human form. It's because they don't want to. And do you really think Grace would change back if she thought she was bringing a threat to Catmere? And she's saving me, isn't she? And he
Yes.
says, "I'm going to find a way to bring her back." So then we
Eve.
get bonus chapters in Jackson's point of view. We get to see their first meeting together where he recognized her as his mate, and that's what turned his attitude around about her to
Ooh,
protect her.
switcheroo.
We get to see the snowball fight and see the setup and how he saw them trying to the murder attempt after, some mild stalking.
Yeah,
And
how things
we
are.
get to see
Casual
where he
stalking.
went after the earthquake slash bite whole thing, because he was trying to find a way to break the mating bond to like save her, like help her. But then he realized that he just couldn't do it. It's super cute.
And that was the book.
What's the book?
Finally.
Woo!
Whew.
So
So.
yeah, I guess there's more to come in book two.
Well, yeah, it gets so crazy in book two.
Zip it. Zip.
Oh yeah, we don't want the parents to know.
Who's your favorite character, Joey?
Y'all already know.
Just say it.
Jackson Vega.
I
She
gotta
does not
say.
seem thrilled.
I just gotta say, my probably favorite is either the main character, because she's been through a lot, but like, come on, she's cool. Or Mace. I know Mace
And plus, like, she has her year name.
is. She does. But also, I also like Macy because, like, she's pretty sweet. Like, she at least is there, like, caring for Grace. Like, but Grace goes through so much, and it's, like, awesome.
She's very oblivious, though.
Who is your least favorite?
Me? I would
Yeah.
have to say Leah.
Yep. Yeah, Leah. I really agree. Leah, I hate her. I just don't like her. Like, her personality is so rude. All of that, just so that the main character is there. Like,
Trying to get her boyfriend back.
so Amazon gives this book a 4.4, and Goodreads gives this 3.8. What would you rate it?
Would rate it like a good 4.5 stars, maybe even like 4. The only thing that would make it a perfect 5 for me was if the main
More
character
Jackson.
wasn't so oblivious to everything.
I would probably, me personally, I'd probably give it like a 4.8. It's really good. I'm very interested in it. But like, one, I wish like we got more information about like other types of like themes. And like, I wish there was like still more going on in the story and also the character being oblivious. Like, I don't like how oblivious she is. Like, she actually had to, like, notice, too. Like, she blind?
She needs some glasses.
I have glasses.
Well, this is meant to be a series, so it is meant to continue on and read the rest of the books. So, are you guys interested in
Yes. I love it.
Forget, forget even asking. Just plain on yes, apparently, to her.
Maybe we'll magically get back on. See you again
Hopefully they won't.
soon.
Hopefully they won't catch us
Next
next time.
time.